Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
These are going to have to be quick questions and answers from Carol Salente of Trends Research. We appreciate him joining us. He says, Tarantino asks, what happens to the people that owe taxes and are under a payment plan? You know, California admits they raised all their taxes. Tax receipts went down. They want to destroy the economy. But what happens to all these people that are already barely hanging on, that have become bankrupt, that owe all these taxes? What happens to them in the Depression, Gerald?
Well, they won't stop trying to collect your taxes. They'll hound you to your grave. We're going to see revolution in this country. We've written about it before. It's called the Second American Revolution. It's the tax protests and the tea parties. And once again, you know, we're not Monday morning quarterbacks. We predicted this as a top trend in 2007, tax revolts. We called it the coalition of the cash strap. So no, this country is going to be in some very difficult times.
And now it's the Tea Party.
Well, yeah, the Tea Party is the beginning. We've given it an official name, what we see happening next. We're calling it the progressive libertarian. Progressive in terms of things like clean foods and clean water and vitamins.
And local government, local control. Another quick question here. What are your predictions on the UK as a result of the hung parliament, both economically and globally? And what's your prediction for the next countries to go down after Greece, Portugal, and Spain?
The next countries to go down are going to be in Eastern Europe. Ukraine's already out, and so many of the other small ones. Now, the next big hit is going to be the UK. The election in the UK means nothing. It's like electing a Republican or a Democrat. It goes basically in the same direction. They don't have these genius minds that are going to be able to save the day. So it's going to decline terribly. More defaults, more banks going bust, and more calls to bail them out.
And as they get more desperate, the criminals will only steal that much faster to move to their offshore islands, as they're now doing. Joe in Milwaukee, quick question for Gerald Salente.
Yes, Wednesday, the Handelsblatt, the German trade newspaper, said that the battle is going to begin against England and America. Because of retaliation, they sold all those shares, and I'll give you the think tank's name. It's called Leap/E2020.
All right, let me get a comment on that. Merkel came out yesterday. In fact, guys, print me that article. I didn't see it in my stack. And called them evil, malevolent bankers are doing this. We've even got the politicians turning against the bankers now, Gerald.
Well, you know, what Merkel's doing is for public consumption because, you know, the Germans don't want to bail out the Greeks or anybody else. But again, it's the beginning of World War III. We're seeing it happen in front of our eyes. This is the way these things unfold. And then when it happens, they're going to say, well, it happened because they assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand. You know, so it's all leading up to that now. The sides are being, the people are getting on the different sides and the lines are being drawn. Again, the new party, progressive libertarian. We're going to see it happen. The country is going to enter into the second revolution.
So a new populist movement. Quickly, Jeff in New York, quick question for Gerald Salente.
Okay, two quick questions. Number one, I live with these people here in New York, and as you know, I called you before. What your particular case is this? Number one, when are the stupid patriots going to do something about New York? Your problems are coming from one small island. Don't sit where you are. What are you going to do about these characters here? Second thing, why don't we simply have a movement to say the old thing, repudiate the debt? Well, these people don't need to be paid. They need a piano.
We're out of time. Gerald Salente, Trends Research.
It's happening now. It's beginning, and people are standing up, and it's going to change. It's going to change for the better as it gets worse.
Well, we have our once-a-month visit with you. We appreciate you coming back just 2 weeks after your last visit. Hopefully, we can have you back on in 2 weeks again. And again, the website's trendsresearch.com. Gerald Salente, thank you for spending time with us.
Hey, thank you. And my best to Bob Chapman. He's great.
You bet. God bless you. I'm Alex Jones. Our website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob Chapman on what happened in the markets yesterday. Straight ahead. He'll be able to tell us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I hate to say we told you so. More than 12 years ago, I was interviewing economist George Humphrey, who's, by the way, going to be in studio next week talking about the economy. Former city council member, good friend of mine. He talked about derivatives, how it was planned to create this global debt bubble, how they would collapse it, bring in a world government. That's now being openly announced. Bob Chapman for 40-plus years exposing it. Last year, interviewed Salente, also interviewed economist Webster Tarpley and others. In my film, The Obama Deception, we laid out everything that was going to happen, everything that has now happened. It's not prophecy. We knew what Goldman Sachs and others were doing. The people are now ready to see the Obama deception. They now know they're in trouble. Now is the time to awaken people. 6 months ago, we released a second film, Fall of the Republic. Our whole Bill of Rights, our Constitution, our financial system, all being done criminally. I lay out in this film exactly how they were going to do it, what was going to happen in 2010, 2011, everything. We even mentioned Greece and others as the first to go. If we have the people on this show who know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Okay? The mainstream media knows. They just won't tell you. If we politically can stand up against this, we can stop the World War III, we can stop the global implosion, we can stop the plunge protection team and the stock market manipulation, get these two films and get them out to everyone you know. Make copies of them. If you can't afford the DVD in the highest quality, people are more apt to watch it if you give them this. They're free online. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, download them all in the highest quality and burn them to disc. We released two new films last month. We're working our butts off. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. Incredible film. breaks it all down. Got to be seen. We cover the police state takeover, how they plan to enforce it, how they're trying to take on gun owners, veterans, Tea Party people, how they're building FEMA camps. All proven. Not speculation. Absolute, absolute documented fact. It is, look, we're in a race. The people are waking up. The sleeping giant is rousing. But we've got to wake up even more and fast so they know just how serious this system is. Now, I am so glad that we had Bob Chapman scheduled for today, as he's on with us every Friday, but he was out the last 2 weeks at golf tournaments. He deserves some time off. And when this happened yesterday, in the second hour of the show, or was it the third hour, Matt Ryan, we got several TV news programs on always in there. They've got about 8 monitors with different news on it. Got 2 TV monitors with cable on it. Matt Ryan wanted to drop 300 points in a minute and a half, said, you got to put this on screen. We put it on screen. In the next 5 minutes, it dropped right to 1,000 points and then suddenly reversed. This is the biggest one-day drop and rebound ever. And Bob Chapman is the leading expert specifically that we've interviewed with the accuracy of predictions. He predicted the 2008. He predicted it would slow down again in 2010, 2011 as the prime depression zone. Same thing, the former head of the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, says they're destroying the economy by design. We now have the Goldman Sachs emails confirming this. This is command destruction. Like when a mosquito sticks its proboscis in your leg, it pumps in an acid enzyme to dissolve the cells so it can suck up the blood. They have injected us. Now they're sucking us dry. And they are just out of control. So I'm so glad we've got Bob of the International Forecaster on, military intelligence, the biggest gold, silver and gold broker, private broker, and that's Mainline News reporting that. At the time, he had the biggest private newsletter in the world till he retired in 88. He came back in the last decade. We've been interviewing him because he just couldn't stay retired. And he put out the Gary Allen Report. As well, he helped publish None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He's been fighting for 45 years. And we've got Merkel blasting treacherous banks in Greek crisis. She's now saying they engineered it. That's a head of state. So the rats are turning on each other. That's out of French news agency. Here's Bloomberg. Merkel slams Greek scandal as Goldman role examined. It's Goldman in every case, as Bob Chapman told you 10 years ago. And so to discuss what happened yesterday, and then where this melt, I mean, I remember him saying 3 years ago that it would start in Greece, then Portugal, then Spain, now England, a hung parliament in England. They're saying England's got as big a debt ratio. We're already having treasury auction failures. The Fed's having to buy it. California knew when they raised taxes that it would cause less receipts. That was in the LA Times 2 days ago. They know raising taxes and carbon taxes is going to bankrupt us. They want to bankrupt us. They're all or nothing in. This is a criminal financial assault backed up by paramilitary force. This is it. There's no more denial. We were right about everything. It stands on its own. You better listen to us right now. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, good to have you with us for the rest of the hour. Break down what's going on, because if anybody knows what happened yesterday, it is that bloodhound, Bob Chapman.
Well, thank you very much. And after all these years, I've got to tell you, Alex, and I'm going to tell you once, you're brilliant. Thank you, Gerald Celente, for the kind words, and I return them, and mutual admiration. What happened yesterday in the market, we had selling come in from Europe. I understand it was 2 hedge funds, and then the black boxes took over. And you just described the results. It dropped 1,000 points. The government rushed in and ran it back up again. There was no person pushing the wrong button. That was a cover lie, if you may. And the market is now down 140 points today and headed south again. And it's going to go down a long way when you got Richard Russell telling us that the Dow's going to 1,000. I'm looking for 2,800 to 3,200. So isn't Dave Tice. And Joe Granville as well, and we all know each other, and we don't communicate, so we don't compare things, and so we're on our way. If you're in the stock market, you better be out. The only exception is gold and silver shares, and of course, you should all be accumulating gold and silver coins. And so yesterday was on a scale of October the 19th, 1987. I was in London that day, and all heck broke loose. Actually, they had a hurricane the night before, and all the trees were down and everything. But I had lunch with a fellow, a friend of mine, and actually two of them, and one of them is from the Bank of England. And he says, "You never guess what's going on over at my office." And I said, "What?" And, of course, this was after the second pint. And he said, "The U.S., through the IMF, is selling gold, and they just knocked it down $100 illegally." So this is nothing new, and this is as damaging as what happened during late 1987. And that's why the Britain Group and Financial Markets Executive Order was executed and finalized in August of the following year by Ronald Reagan. He was misled. Sure, he wanted to save markets when they were collapsing. Anybody would. But what these people have done, the Goldmans and the Morgans and so on, Treasury and the Fed, what they've done is use it 24/7 in every market in the world, rigging it. A command economy.
Bob, let's stop there.
Wait a minute. The same thing that Adolf Hitler had. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt and start over. We're going to break in about 4 minutes, but start over. For laymen that have tuned in, we have a lot of new listeners. We've probably gotten 30, 40 new affiliates in the last 2 months. For people that don't know what the plunge protection team is, for people that don't know what a command economy is with insider banks, the top six banks running it, explain to people what happened in 87 and what's happening today and what happened yesterday.
The stock market collapsed, and when it was collapsing, they collapsed gold deliberately so people wouldn't think that there was something terribly wrong, when in fact there was. They've been doing that again under this working group in financial markets, also known as the plunge protection team, made up of the Secretary of the Treasury, the head of the Federal Reserve, head of the Fed of New York, head of the SEC, and the CFTC. And they have crews that work 24/7, and their orders generally come either from the Treasury or the Fed. And they have a joint committee as well. And so they're in there rigging all the time. And this has been going on for a long time. And so this is why you can't get true markets. And the differences between what's going on now and what has gone on before is in this command economy, it's a combination of corporate entities and government working together. In fact, the corporate entities control the government, and they control all the politicians who they can buy off, which is most all of them. That's why it's so important. You got to kick all these incumbents out in this coming election, both in the House and those who are running in the Senate, to give us a chance of implementing something that will change the course. Get rid of the Patriot Act, get rid of executive orders, lobbying, campaign contributions. I mean, the Federal Reserve. I could go on and on. And that's the course we've got to take.
Now, Bob, to inject a question here, yesterday listening to News Radio 590 after I got off air, I heard broker after broker, and I heard private day trader after day trader, and then I went and looked it up and found out that this indeed did happen. The news reported it, but just as a minor footnote, that while this was happening, everyone was locked out of the stock markets. And so the public couldn't go in and buy while it was going down. They couldn't buy while it was going up. And as you said, the black boxes took over. And so they can't say, hey, we rigged the market. They tell you somebody had a fat finger. But even CNBC has had analysts on saying, look, it was a whole bunch of stocks. This wasn't just Procter & Gamble. And it was huge plunges on the European stock exchanges that caused this. So they think we're so dumb, they basically tell us a cow kicked over a lantern.
Well, you're absolutely right. And those people saying those things were right as well. The black box trading has got to be stopped. Derivatives have to be terminated. And that's part of the things that we have to change.
Well, let's explain what black box trading is and your perspectives on where the economy is going. Dr. Roberts on with us a few weeks ago. said that he is now revising his forecast and saying we could have a full-bore total depression even quicker. We're basically already in a depression. Bob Chapman is our guest. Stay there. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
To show the mind control we're under, there was a couple water bottles in Times Square, so they evacuated it. This is the brainwashing that's going on. I don't want to just hog Bob Chapman to myself today. We're going to take tweet questions at twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones for people that want to ask specific questions for Bob Chapman. We're going to open the phones up for specific questions on the economy, on the global meltdown, Stock traders can call in, people who were locked out during this controlled plunge and the pumping it back up with Bob Chapman today. Bob, I mean, when they say somebody with a fat finger did this, that destroys confidence right there. But it also trains the public that, oh, it can go up and down all day. This is not your opinion. This is on record that there's the plunge protection team. It's on record it's used all over the world. It's on record it's used by insiders, and that Goldman Sachs and others have special computer programs that defraud this. And but still, I was on a radio show yesterday, and they were doubting me that this even exists. People better find out about this, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. And they're in the denial, many of these people. They've never heard this before. They don't want to hear it. And if they did hear it, they don't want to talk about it because it might cost them their job. So you have this giant blackmail going on something that is an historical fact, something that functions 24/7 and has since 1988. I mean, we're not only seeing it in the gold and silver market, we're seeing it in commodities, we're seeing it in the stock market, all over the world. And this is international fascism is what it is.
And they're holding nations hostage, saying you will raise taxes, you will give us trillions of dollars globally every month. We won't tell your Bundes, we won't tell your Reichstag, we won't tell your parliament, we won't tell your Congress where the money went. How big is this to have Merkel come out and say, quote, Goldman Sachs and the banks are treacherous and engineered this? I mean, that's a quote.
And that's right. And she's terrified that they're going to lose the election, which I think is tomorrow in North Rhine-Westphalia, which is northwest Germany. And, you know, it's economic survival because she approved the German participation in the bailout, and 63% of Germans were against it. And incidentally, from its very inception of the euro, 69% of men and 71% of women have not wanted the euro in Germany. And what's happened there, and if you remember, we talked about this, and I brought it up 4 or 5 months ago, and I said they're going for it, and they're going to use Greece down the line. There's about 19 in total countries that are ready to go under, which Gerald just talked about at the end of his conversation before I get on the air. And they wanted to bring them all down together and devalue and then get rid of the debt between one another multilaterally. And that's not going to happen the way they wanted it to now. What's going to happen is everything's going askew. The Greeks stood up on their hind legs and said, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. And they're going to keep on demonstrating until the government backs off. Now, I was interviewed on Athens International, BBC Worldwide, French Worldwide, Deutsche Welle, 3 weeks ago. And then last week I was on with the largest newspaper in Greece. And they said to me, what should we do? And the people don't think they're responsible. I said, well, legally they are because they put these people in office. I said, they're going to have to work their way through it. Either that or change the system. And so if they don't offer you a good deal, that is the Eurozone or the EU, then what you do is a default of the debt, leave the euro and go back to the drachma and live happily ever after. No matter which way you cut it, you're going to have a depression for the next 5 or 10 years. So get used to it.
That is exactly what I told National Greek Radio yesterday and a month ago. And the Greek radio stations I've been on several, all said that people are aware of this radio show and what we're doing and what you're doing, and that the Greek people are actually listening to us and understand what's happening. And they've been told in austerity, you will give us at least half your pension funds just in round one, money they invested. And then why are the bankers so arrogant? We have the head of the IMF and the Washington Post 2 weeks ago saying the good times are over. That's a quote. We're going to take everything you got. Why are they so arrogant?
Papandreou is a Bilderberger. And I brought that out in my interviews, both of them. In fact, the lady, Helena Skopas, who interviewed me for the radio interview, she said, I don't know whether they'll put this on the air, but they did. And so that's why. Because you get one of the members of the rat pack who's running the country.
Stay there, Bob. We got a bunch of questions from Twitter and phone calls for you straight ahead. They'll take us in informative directions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to be taking your phone calls and asking him your Twitter questions. He'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Then we'll get into all the other news and continue with your phone calls coming up in about 50 minutes from now when Bob leaves us. InternationalForecaster.com is his excellent website. Before I get into questions from the listeners and phone calls, I want to get into the gold market. But before we do that, Bob Chapman, specifically for those that don't understand, and again, this has even been on CNBC, but only here and there, the special computer trading programs that only Goldman Sachs and a few other of the big six banks have, they're black boxes that can siphon off billions every week, literally theft. They bring the suckers in. They're telling them, you know, get back into the market. Europe is plunging. This is all being done by design, but I agree with you. It's getting out of control in Iceland and Greece, in Spain and Portugal, in England. The people are saying, we're not doing this. The Americans are behind the curve in waking up, but they're starting to wake up. Explain to people again what the President's Open Market Committee is, what the Plunge Protection Team is, and the unbelievable power this gives the fractional reserve banking cartel. Not only can they create trillions of made-up assets for themselves and crap derivatives and certify them, but they also rig the market. Explain how big a deal that is and where gold should really be right now if they weren't in there trying to suppress it.
Well, first of all, the algorithms that are used are computer programs. And those programs are used in a combination with the computer in the New York Stock Exchange. And the closer you are to the NYSE computer, the more access and the quicker access that you have to the orders coming through, and they come through in nanoseconds. And so what these characters like Goldman does, and there's 17 of them. So the 17 computers, one after the other, lined up, and you pay a certain fee to the stock exchange to go in there and front-run the orders is actually what they're doing. Of course, the SEC won't tell you that, and they won't stop it because it's a big profit center, because they're stealing from other institutions as well as the public. And so they use these formulas, and they go into the computer because they get the information first, and then they either buy or sell in relation to the order that's coming through. And they don't make much money, a quarter of a penny, a half a penny, a penny. And at the end of the day, it's only $8 million. At the end of the week, it's $1 billion that they've stolen. And so that's what that's all about. And they continue to let it happen, just like derivatives. No control. I mean, the SEC might just as well not even be there.
Okay.
And the same thing with the CFTC.
And, of course, the CFTC, all these groups are almost completely commanded by J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and the other big four banks alumni, but Goldman Sachs is the key group. Now, you've worked at all levels of this, Bob. I know we don't know how they did it, but we know it was rigged, and even CNBC is saying that, and it wasn't a fat finger. But how, I mean, we know they rigged it through the Plunge Protection Team, but we don't know how, or maybe you do, how were they able, and we've confirmed this, to block out 90-plus percent of traders and day traders and even people on the stock exchange? How did they lock it down? What was the mechanism for that 10, 15-minute period to just lock everybody out? And what is their mechanism to go in specifically? What's the instrument through the Plunge Protection Team? What happened yesterday? And if they can shave points off for themselves at the source of the river of money, then is this signaling a new level of insider trading and control when they just lock the whole stock market down for themselves?
Well, it is a new level. And I must admit, I cannot describe how they've done that. And I just don't know. And I think the guy who could tell you is Max Keiser, who has worked on those programs. And he would be the one to be able to describe that.
Yeah, let's get Keiser on Sunday or Monday. Emergency call to Max Keiser. Good point. Go ahead, Bob.
And so I can't answer the question because my knowledge only goes so far. And I don't know how they did it. And I don't even know who did it. I don't know whether it was government or it was Goldman or who it was.
Now, how does the Plunge Protection Team work?
They have people watching the markets. They have direction. It's just like the Fed and the Treasury tell. See, there used to be 21. There's now 19 brokerage houses that work with the Fed and the Treasury. And each morning they have a conference call, and they're told what to do in the market. A brokerage house A, you go in and you make sure the price of gold goes down $3 today and silver goes down 15 cents today. Brokerage house number two, you make sure that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up at least 20 points today. Brokerage house number three, we want you, because copper is leading the pack in the commodity market, we want you to knock it down 10 or 15 cents if you can. And they supply the money to do that. And that's going on in every market in the world. These people are all professionals, and so they're rigging all the markets.
And giving themselves an incredible unfair trade advantage.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a license to steal. People used to think that the specialists had a license to steal. I mean, this is phenomenal. And they're making hundreds of billions of dollars. They're draining all of the pension and profit-sharing plans. The people who are managing money at a tremendous disadvantage, and only 8% of the trades in the New York Stock Exchange now are in their individual trading accounts. The 73% are black box. these algorithms, and there's no liquidity in the market.
But as best you can tell, specifically, we know they started shutting down the European stock exchanges. Right before that, they were in free fall. And so to cover positions, the info you have, correct me if I'm wrong, is that big outfits dumped a bunch of stock. The contagion spread in the 5 minutes they weren't watching. It dropped 1,000 points. The computers kicked in and drove it back up 1,000.
Well, I don't know about the computers kicking back in and taking it back up 1,000. I rather suspect the government was behind that when they started plunging. They probably went all out and bought the different derivative contracts to run it back up again. That's what I meant.
I meant the government computer system, because from what you and others have said, that's pretty much pre-programmed.
I think that is, and it goes far beyond that. But, you know, we can accept the fact that there should be some sort of method of keeping the market from plunging 1,000 points in a day. And a working group and financial markets plunge protection team could do something like that, but not what they're doing. They are raping, and that's not what this was designed for, and it's got to stop. The executive order has to be killed. In fact, I think there should be no executive orders.
All right, Bob.
Just like I don't think there should be lobbying or campaign contributions or Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the Federal Reserve, and I can go on and on.
All right, Bob Chapman's going to be with us 20 minutes in the next hour, so plenty of time for your Twitter questions and your live phone calls on air. Chris, Pastor Al, Matt, Fred, many others that are patiently holding. But shifting gears for just the next 5 minutes, I want to bring Ted Anderson up with us. You know, I don't tell people financial advice. I tell people what I personally have done. I bought most of the gold I have when it was 280, 300, 400, 500, and I haven't sold any of it. I personally didn't buy it as an investment. I bought it as an emergency backup, and I've still bought some since it went above 1,000. But every analyst we have on says it should be above 2,000, 2,500. It's now come out with the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan whistleblowers that they are suppressing, that the Gatto lawsuits are correct. That's been in testimony now on C-SPAN. So all of this is starting to come out. We know they're trying to hold gold down, but they can't. It's up over $35 in the last 2 days to $1,209.80. So $1,209.80 right now. Silver is way up. What do you see happening in the gold and silver market?
Are you asking me, Alex?
I'm asking Bob, then we're going to you, Ted. I want to get your take, too.
She's the best analyst in the world right now. And she said, we're going to break out to a new high. We'll go to 13 to 1,500, and then we're going to go up from there. She says this is a super bull market. I agree with her, and that's where we're going.
Now, and let's be clear, Ted Anderson, and I haven't seen these numbers in the last hour, but if people think gold is way up here in the United States, they haven't even looked at Europe or Asia.
Europe and Asia right now are seeing gold at the peaks that they've never seen before. I mean, yesterday we had a run out of the European currencies into U.S. treasuries and gold, both of those hand in hand. So gold is up, and so is the dollar. Now, today, gold is up over $15 since I talked to you yesterday on the air, and the U.S. dollar is now falling. So obviously the run to treasuries has stopped, and now they're running into gold specifically because everything's down. I mean, you look at the indexes across the board, the Russell, the Dow, everything. Everything's down. It's in the red, but gold is up, and silver's up right now.
Bob Chapman and then Ted, explain that in layman's terms. Normally the globalists can balance things. They drive one thing down, they jack something else up. But now we see this gyration accelerating, and it's a coordinated global downfall, is it not?
Well, I think it is, but I think it's gone out of control. And they are no longer able to control in totality the gold and silver market. All they can do is influence it for 2 or 3 days at a time. And that's allowed me, because of my recognition of that, to be so right. I don't encourage trading, but were you to trade by what I've said, for months and months, day to day, you would have done very, very well. But normally, gold and silver don't go up when the dollar's going up. But I said a year ago, if you remember, that the dollar had decoupled from gold. It was on its own. It is another currency. And that's what it's been for 6,000 years.
Well, Bob, that's one of the Twitter questions. I want to get Ted Anderson's take on this, who's also an expert on these issues with a great track record of predictions. Looking at this, normally when the dollar's going up, as you said, gold goes down. Now you have the dollar going up in the last few days. Now it's going down and gold's still going up. But separately, crude going way down and gold going way up. So all of the normal rules are now upside down, just like the summer. Going back, I've looked at over the last 100 years, is almost always a bad time for metals. Here we are starting the summer, and gold and silver have got a rocket tied to their back.
I'll add to that one right now. It 6,000 years ago, when the kings were being buried in the Egyptian tombs, they were putting gold in there because gold was money. Paper currencies like this fiat system that we have right now developed from gold, and they were just certificates of deposit that were being traded amongst merchants. Now we're sitting in this position where gold has been broken away completely from paper currencies, and the reason for having gold as money has been forgotten until now. Now you have Europeans, Asians, people in the United States, South America, Africa, you name it. They're going to gold for money. They're not going to gold because they're looking to speculate or anything else. They're going to gold because they know gold is money and it'll hold value, and it doesn't have to be tied to what the politicians are doing, because they're destroying our world, and so are the banks. And gold is separate from all that. It's like the ultimate safety hedge.
Well, you know, we told people buy gold when it was 300, when it was 500, when it was 1,000. And Ted bought a bunch of gold and silver in the last month when it was a lot less. He can still pass on the savings of the lower prices of gold and silver. It's like you have a time machine and can go back in time and get a better deal on gold and silver. I hope people take advantage of it. And then we're going to get into phone calls and talk about pension funds and where Bob sees this global economic meltdown going. But Ted Anderson, tell people about the Midas Resources gold and silver offer of today.
The offer of today is Frank's at $254.68, which is the same price I offered for them yesterday. Now, gold's run up $15 since I made that offer since yesterday, so you can kind of get an idea where that's going. Because this is a fifth of an ounce of gold, you have a $15 increase, you can do the math. This coin has gone up in price on the wholesale market. When I run out of inventory, it'll be up on my retail prices as well. But right now, if you buy just one coin, you can get Bob's International Forecaster. And I don't know if I can give you anything more valuable than that, because right now, information is the key. People are sitting here scratching their head wondering what to do. Well, I can tell you, when the whole world is running away from the United States dollar and the euro and all the different currencies across the globe, and they're going to gold, you better pay attention, because there's problems out there. The problems are bigger than we can solve, and we're going to have big, big drops in the value of our currency here.
Well, Ted, absolutely. Quantify that fifth of an ounce European franc free year digital or hard copy International Forecaster deal. Quantify that for people.
Well, I mean, let's just take a look at it. I mean, at $254 an ounce, I mean, by the time you do the math, you're paying about $500 an ounce for gold, because you're getting a free subscription, which is worth $159, in my opinion, steeply discounted at that price. Should be closer to $800 for a year. But that's just, you know, that's just the market for newsletters. I'm just telling you right now, that coin is due to rise from $254 to about $266 a piece, just because of what gold has done today. When you top that off with a $159 subscription, I don't know how I can make that better for you. Plus, also, Alex, silver ran up a dollar since yesterday, and right now we have the same silver Walking Liberty halves at $9.75. Another great buy. If you're looking for junk silver, or you want eagles or maple leaves, I mean, I don't care what it is that you want in gold and silver at this point in time. My suggestion is that you get moving, and you get moving now. Don't wait till later, because here we are sitting in the summer. The fall is always the best time of the year for gold and silver. People are more concerned about vacations than they are about their economic condition. And for some reason, the fall has always been hot for gold and silver, and here we're seeing it in the summer. We had this happen. Remember back when Bush was leaving office and Paulson was saying that we had to bail out the world and we're looking at martial law if they don't do it. I mean, at that point in time, we had a hot summer for gold. The fall was almost twice as hot. And here we're sitting in the same position. At that time, precious metals dealers were putting limits on what people could
absolutely,
buy.
Absolutely, folks. And again, you've got to tell them it's the Alex Jones special to take advantage of this. This is a wonderful deal. I think people should get involved in it. I mean, I certainly believe in it. This is what I personally have done. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You can get that deal by calling only 800-686-2237 and tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the price of gold it was weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago and to have all of those savings passed on. I mean, and if you don't tell them Alex Jones sent you, the current prices Ted has got is very, very competitive, but he does this special for my radio audience. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Get a few gold coins. Get a bag of silver coins. Start physically holding it. I believe you're going to catch the gold and silver bug, and that's why Ted's offering this great deal. Once you actually hold these in your hand, and we love our listeners being in a great position. It's a win-win-win, symbiotic relationship. Great deal. 800-686-2237. They're standing by. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Bill.
All right. Your phone calls and questions for Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster straight ahead.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
All right, Bob Chapman with us for 20 minutes in the next hour. We're going to do Twitter questions now and your phone calls. And I'm going to get into pension funds with him because they're already taking many people's pension funds. The government's just moving to take them over. We'll discuss that when we go to the second segment of the next hour for people that are just joining us. And we'll recap Bob's intel on what really happened yesterday with that 1,000-point plunge and then it going right back up again. Let's talk to Chris in Rhode Island. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
Quick question. Is there any way that the general public can check put options on the Dow Jones that happened yesterday? Because we know the SEC doesn't really follow up on things like that, like we saw after 9/11.
That's a great question. We had record put options on airlines betting against them just on American and United in the 4 days before 9/11, and that did come out in the German and British papers that it led back to Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, Bob Chapman.
Right, and that information is probably available, but I haven't been directly involved in the brokerage business for 20 years or more, and so I can't tell you how to get it.
But there are services out there that have it. The problem is it accurate information?
I would think it would be accurate.
So that's something
that identify who the sellers are, who the buyers of the puts were, because that's house to house and then to a personal account of some kind. But it can show you the volume by house.
I wonder how the German papers found out it was Buzzy Krongard in 2001.
Probably by their intelligence operations, working with American Intel, gave them the information. I would think that's how they got it.
Well, I'll say this, Chris. That's a great question. Why isn't the mainstream media? In fact, before we accuse them of it, let's Google it. Google, under Google News, which will do a news search, put options against the market for market plunge or something like that. Let's find out. Anything else, Chris? He dropped off. Okay, Pastor in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, Bob, my question is this. Yesterday with that stock market doing what it was doing, well, then we've had this prediction made back, since the first year, that something was going to happen on May the 6th anyway. Well, then on top of all that, I was listening to another man that was talking on the Internet that's talking about the martial law false flag that they did yesterday, that they was waiting until after 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for them to let them know whether it was going to be a martial law action or a stand down. Do you see all that coming to pass?
Let me just stop you and then get Bob's answer. I do remember people saying something was going to happen May 6th in martial law, and I just ignore that type of stuff usually. Bob, what's your take on that?
Well, I saw the same thing you did and ignored it for the same reason. And maybe somebody had some information that this had been set up ahead of time. It's hard to tell.
Well, we know they had NLEO-10 with simulated nuke attacks set to start on May 6th, and that came out in mainstream news, but then they, quote, canceled it. It is suspicious that I hadn't thought of that. Great point, Pastor. I hadn't thought of it's too incredible, Bob.
It is, and, our problem is that we got to back into everything. We have nothing at our disposal. I mean, we have to use our ingenuity, and it's hard to cover everything.
Pastor, great points. Anything else?
Yes, that's why, Alex, you and Steve Quell and people like you guys, the one you had on there yesterday, Red, I believe was his name.
Red Beckman.
That's why you guys are so important, because you help everyone else get involved, and you got more eyes seeing things that you can't see. So my whole thing is just hang in there and just keep putting your faith and trust in the Lord and just keep doing what God's called you to do, Alex, because you're allowing more and more people to wake up.
Pastor, that's a great point. God bless you. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.